Sehen.
So I just took a nap from all your bullshit.
Hey everybody. Hey everybody and welcome back to the Burger Watch Podcast. My name is Adam Cook and as always I am joined by Calder Amos Wood. Calder.
Hi.
Is that a new chair?
Nope. The exact same chair. Good way to start.
Usually I can't see it very well, and I just saw red, and I thought it was like a velvet. Not.
It's the same chair.
You may
have known that my chair is red because you've seen it a couple times.
Once or twice. Maybe even sat in it, maybe. Ladies and gentlemen who don't know, the Broverwatch Podcast is a podcast where... I was about to say two little boys. Where
I don't enjoy being called.
Where two grown men talk about Overwatch League and the Overwatch in general.
Did you eat some sugar today?
I did have one Twix bar.
Jesus, that's what it is.
But other than that, I haven't eaten pretty much anything else in the past almost 3 days.
You don't have to tell them about how you're malnourished. It's fine.
I'm going to get scurvy. So the playoffs... Ooh, that'll be a nightmare.
It'd be better than this.
The playoffs were this past weekend, and they were pretty good.
Yeah, they were fun.
Easy watching. Not quite how we expected. Pretty... The end result was what we expected. Or it was what I expected. The end result was what I expected.
You expected Shock and Titans in the...
No, I expected Vancouver to win. That's the end result. I expected Vancouver to win. But the journey there was a little rickety, a little rockety. You know what I mean? So we're going to get started talking about Seoul versus New York.
Yeah.
Whoa! Not only... did Seoul have their first appearance in the playoffs, they had their first playoff win, and their first ever win against New York.
Yeah.
So Jonak
said Ryu Jaehong would never win against him, and then this happened.
And so then Ryu Jaehong went...
This is why you don't make statements like never. Just say, oh, Ryu Jaehong might not win against me.
Yeah, but that's no fun.
Doesn't make you look like a sandbagging choker, does it?
Interesting. that was an exciting match. New York looked okay.
Not good.
They looked...
It wasn't like... The thing is, they didn't even look bad. It just seemed like Seoul was playing better than them.
Yeah, Seoul had a great day. So that was exciting, and as we've mentioned many times that we're not huge Seoul fans, and our reasoning is usually, for some reason, we see them as the villains. I think it's just because they came into Season 1, and everybody thought they were going to be the cream of the crop, the best boys, undefeated the whole season, right? Mm-hmm. And then they weren't, and it was kind of just like a mwahaha. But it was nice to see them win.
I just don't like them because they should be a lot better than they are. And this doesn't even
maybe
prove
that's
that
it.
They're much better.
I think that's it. Because they have kind of this vibe around them that they're the best, but they've never been the best, at least in Overwatch League.
And they're not usually even... I guess they are top half.
Yeah.
But that's not very impressive.
Yeah. So it was nice to see them win. And honestly... I like New York, but it was nice to see them lose. Because...
We don't need them in everything.
Yeah, I was just going to... The main reason is just because I think it's important for teams like New York to lose once in a while. Unfortunately, that hasn't come to Vancouver yet, but we'll get to that.
It probably won't for the next whole stage, which I think...
May, yeah, maybe.
Later.
Maybe. Anyway, so yeah, that was a good game. Proud of Seoul. Then it was Boston versus Vancouver. Went about as expected.
Yeah. Didn't even... I saw this was on and I was like, oh, don't care. I already know who's going to win. Boston's not going to take a mat. Because... Just a little outmatched.
There were a couple of people that were like, there was just an upset between Seoul and New York. Maybe there will be one between Boston and Vancouver. And then, like, no. Uh-uh.
Yeah. Because Seoul has a... Boston's a good team, but Seoul has a lot more...
potential.
Variable ability.
Yeah.
Where, like, they do have three of the best players in their positions in the league.
Yeah. And New York is one of the best teams... And they were facing a good team. Vancouver is the best 3-3 team. And Boston is usually pretty okay to good.
Mm-hmm.
So that the margin was much wider for
Can we talk Vancouver about the fusions anyway. Thing?
Yeah, let's briefly talk about that. Because I think it's dead.
Yeah, so they said they were going to trade him. And then they said, oh no, we're not going to trade him. But that must be weird for fusions because he was like, oh, so we go to the stage finals and you're just going to be like, oh, no, just trade him. Like, would that not make fusions think about that weirdly?
Yeah, because now he knows that they were thinking about trading him. So pretty much the deal was Boston would give fusions to Valiant and Valiant would give Boston Fate and KSF.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Not sure. I guess they realized that it was dumb and maybe, didn't do the deal.
I assume that Valiant would have offered it. Because I don't think Boston would be like... Or maybe Boston... I don't know. Who do you think said no?
Do you think
Boston or Valiant said no?
I think Boston probably did. That's my guess. Because, honestly, a lot of people are saying that's a bad deal for Valiant, losing Fate and KSF. Honestly, I bet they both were just like, maybe not. Because Fate is really good. KSF should... apparently he's good in scrims, but... Scrim God, Scrim Bucks. But... And Fusions is clearly crazy good. I think they both realized... I think it was kind of a sideways trade, if it were to happen. It was pretty, like... Even.
Like... Yeah.
So I think they both realized we may as well keep it this way.
I feel like in the long run... Initially, I feel like in the long run, Boston would have gotten more out of the trade. Because Fate is like...
That was my initial thought. But then I thought... who is... Here's the thing. Will... The way I see it, I think that Fusions and Space would likely have a better chemistry and, like, work-togetherness than Fate and Note would.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. Which is why I thought that Valiant got slightly more out of the possible deal.
Yeah.
It
kind of does seem like Boston is going more Korean.
Yeah. I honestly just thought Huck probably got too excited because he's known for, like, getting cheap players, proving that they're really good, and then trading them away for big money, and then getting more, like, not well-known players or whatever, cheap players.
You mean the three best players on Boston last season?
Yeah. So... I wouldn't be surprised if he was just in that mindset where he's like, oh yeah, I'm the guy who, like, I'm a house flipper for players, pretty much. And I bet he was like, oh yeah, I brought Fusions in, now I'm going to sell him for big bucks.
Yeah.
And then I think he realized, like, I don't really need to do this. I can just keep Fusions. But like you said, that's probably weird for Fusions, because now he knows that he's...
Someone thought of trading him.
Yeah.
So they might still be thinking of trading him. I don't know.
Maybe they just thought Fate and KSF weren't enough for Fusions.
Boston's not known to have the best management, though, so...
No.
We'll see.
Their scouting is great. Their management bad. But yeah, But apparently that's dead now. So maybe some more news will come up once both of those teams find better deals. But
yeah. On to Friday.
Atlanta versus Philly went as expected. Atlanta didn't play trash, but they didn't play at their best.
Yeah. I remember this and going multiple times, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why is this happening? Because it seemed like there was some dumb feeding.
Very poor alt choices.
Also, DeFran lost a lot of grabs. I think it was like 4 or 5.
Poco tweeted om nom 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 after the match because he was eating all of DeFran's grabs.
What did DeFran tweet back? Just like, fuck you or something?
I think he just said, you're trash. You're absolute trash or something. But, what I found watching it was the fights were either won or lost by Atlanta's tank line. Pretty much they were going to win, it was Puck Poe and Daco popping off. If they lost it, it was probably because Puck Poe jumped in too early and died or something.
Yeah. Puck Poe had some moments where you're like, oh, he's just feeding on purpose now.
Yeah. But then there were also times where he crushed. So... Mm-hmm. One thing I think could have helped Atlanta a bit was bring Kodak in for a map or two, because, you know, there was even a behind the scenes thing in the Atlanta Reigns like documentary series thing, where Dogman was talking about how they want to be the best team in the league, and he's like, Kodak's the number one Zen, I'm the second best Zen. And I was like, Kodak has kind of shown that he's just as good, if not slightly better, than Dogman. The only thing Dogman really gets more than Kodak is final blows.
Yeah, there could be some shot calling in that, too.
That's true.
Because I don't know who is shot calling if Dogman's not there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Anyway. But, yeah, Atlanta didn't play trash. They just didn't play great. And here's the thing, not like Philly looked great.
Well, Philly was on this thing where they're like, we're not a really bad, like, we're not just kind of here by mistake because our schedule was one of the weakest in the entire league last stage.
Yeah. They were kind of like, we're going to prove you wrong by facing a team that we already faced and was the hardest team in our thing that was easy.
And then... So they win that game, and you don't come out of that game where you're like, oh, wow, Philly's really good.
They still haven't proved anything after that game.
Yeah, after this weekend, they just haven't proved anything.
Really we'll get to what they proved later. Shock versus Toronto. It was a 3-0, but it was a little... I think it was a little closer than a 3-0 looks. Toronto proved that, like... They are in definitely the top third of the league, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Shock is in the top three, maybe top two of the league, but
I'd say three.
Toronto is Vancouver, definitely
Vancouver, New York Shock.
I think that if Shock had faced New York in the finals, I think Shock could have, and I honestly think would have beat New York. In the state that they were playing against Vancouver, I think they would have beat New York.
Yeah, they were.
Because they were super aggressive, and New York plays very defensive, and I think that Shock would have won that.
Yeah, could have been a reason why New York... Yeah, it'd be hard to say, because New York does kind of counterplay.
I mean, I can say that, because there's no way to prove me wrong, so... And there's no way for me to prove it, so I'm just going
to
say...
You can just lie to everyone.
I think that Shock would have beat New York if they faced New York in the finals. But anyway, what I'm saying is Toronto, in the match against Shock, even though like it was a 3-0, it was somewhat... They showed they're not trash. They faced like a top tier team, and they did okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of got crushed on Kings Row, but...
There's a fairly big difference between, it seems, Shock, Vancouver, and New York, and everyone else.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll see that next stage one. Things get a little freaky.
Yeah. And then on Saturday, Seoul versus Vancouver. Vancouver pooped on them a little bit. Yeah. Seoul didn't do trash, but I think Seoul versus New York and Seoul versus Vancouver were kind of two different teams a little bit.
Yeah.
They had something. They had something in their system against New York, and then Vancouver, they played about as well as people thought they would against New York, which was good, but not good enough to win.
Yeah, because the match scores were close. It's just they didn't win.
Yeah.
So.
Then Shock versus Philly. Man, finally, Philly can prove themselves. Brutal 4-0.
Yeah.
Brutal. Shock kind of steamrolled over Philly.
Philly's lucky this doesn't affect their standings.
Yeah, because this... Yeah. Unfortunately for them, it does still affect people's view of them. Because everyone was saying that they had an easy stage, and then they were like, we're going to prove it in these playoffs.
Then they play a team that they already played. And then they play a team that's people think is actually good, and then they get cucked.
And it's not like they lost. Mm-hmm. They got absolutely bodied. They got mulched. That was nice.
They only got 2 points on Horizon, but then they got full held in overtime.
Yeah. You and I were watching the Philly-Atlanta game, and the whole time you and I just kept going, I hate Atlanta. Or not Atlanta, I hate Philly. And well, we couldn't explain why, like, but...
EQ was like, we're going to prove people that we're a really good team. And it's like, no, you're not. Because you guys aren't that good.
Yeah. And there's something about Philly. I will say I'm very proud of them, because apparently they're going to open the first Western fully esports dedicated stadium.
There was a lot of qualifiers in that video where it's like fully esports dedicated Western Hemisphere arena.
Yeah, I know. it's still pretty dope.
And the concept looks cool, so.
Yeah, so congrats to them. But on the other side of that, I hate something about them. And it's not even the fact that they're owned by Comcast. It's just... I think there's a level of it's a level of cockiness, because there's a difference between like Bumper being cocky and Philly being cocky, because Bumper is cocky by trash talking but then also being like real sometimes and also winning, but Philly is like, we're the best team in the league, and it's like, no, you're not.
But here's the thing: you lost your Zenyatta, which is like, that's important, but then you lose to Florida because Boombox is missing? Like, what? If you're really one of the best teams in the league, you're going to win that game.
I feel like they're lucky that Boombox wasn't playing that game so that they could have an excuse for it.
It's just dumb.
Because I don't think Boombox being in wins the game. Like, I'm sorry, Boombox is good. He's a fragger, but I don't think he's immediately this is why we lost, is because he wasn't here. It's like, no.
And it's Elk's off position, yeah, but if you're saying you're one of the top teams, you don't lose to Florida.
Yeah, period.
Like, what? You have 5 other players on the team.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Anyway, Philly got crushed. They deserved it.
Yeah.
Sucks to suck. Stupid logo. Stupid players. Stupid everything. Stupid idiots.
Stupid dumb everything.
Stupid. Stupid tank. Stupid Poco.
Yeah. That's the thing. We like Poco. We like Carpe. We like the people on the team. But something about the team as a whole just seems very...
I honestly only like Poco and Carpe. Everyone else can go screw off.
All right.
Good thing they're not going to listen to this.
But Yeah, they. I don't know. There's. I think it's just a false confidence thing, where they. I get this vibe that they think they're the best team in the league. When they're not.
Aren't. Yeah.
Anyway, so Shock crushed them. Now, before we get to Sunday's match between Shock and Vancouver, we recorded a quick initial thoughts or initial reactions the day of, which we'll cut to now.
Ew, why'd you make that face?
Right now. Should I snap?
I don't care.
What a game. It is currently 6:27 p.m. EST on March 24th, 2019. And we just finished watching the Vancouver-San Francisco Shock game.
Mm-hmm.
In three words, what are your thoughts?
Choker. Super. And then just a big old... Because they choked a little bit.
All right, this is my response. This is going to sound so lame, and you're going to make fun of me.
Yeah.
Actually,
probably would have either way.
Okay, should be proud. I say that because, yes, San Francisco Shock didn't win, but they made it very obvious and proved that they are in the same tier as NYXL and the Vancouver Titans.
They have a giga dick.
Big old wiener. And as I'm going to respond to your three words, I don't think super choked.
I don't think super choked. I think the whole team kind of choked on Rialto.
Oh. Yeah, it did. They choked on their push.
Fight them. Or they fight them.
They choked.
No, they choked on their defense.
Their defense is what I meant to say. It seemed like that. I got a flashback to when
our open division game today.
No, I got a flashback to when Super was talking to Dante about NYXL and was like, "Why are you so scared of this team?"
Mm-hmm.
And then on Rialto defense, I saw Super backing up and holding S button and running away and then dying. And I was like, yeah. Why are you so scared of this team, Super? And I think...
You've been literally smacking them in the face with your cock the entire game.
I think that Shock were very cool under pressure the whole time. And then on Rialto defense, they kind of just... All the nerves got to him, and they were like, oh, shoot, we got to make sure we don't screw this up, and then that would make them be vulnerable and screwed up.
I think maybe the bigger choker was on King's Row.
Yeah.
Because they could have just ended it there. And I feel like if they did cap third point, if they got to third point, they probably would have won that map.
I honestly think King's Row... was the turning point, because I think that got into at least some of their heads. Mm-hmm. Like, we could have ended it there, and now we have to keep playing, and now they have a chance.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's probably the biggest problem with what they're...
What
happened today.
For the most part, they did stay cool under pressure. So
now here's the thing. Will they win stage two? They better.
Of course they will.
Yeah,
the thing is, they had a difficult stage, and they still did very well. So with an easier stage, I think they'll definitely be playoff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Depends on they were saying it on the desk. It's like, oh yeah, these are the best two teams, and then Bren was like, we don't know that. Like, everything is changed. Like, the meta is probably going to change a ton, and then Florida's going to be the best team. He didn't say that, but...
I think Shock and XL will probably do better than they did last stage, just because of how much they haven't shown. Because there's, like, three players on the Shock that haven't played, like, three or four. You know what? Smurf, Nevix, Striker, Architect... And then, who's the other one?
Jeremy?
Not Jeremy. The other DPS. Oh, Baby Bay. Not Baby Bay. Not Baby Bay.
I will say this. I noticed that you didn't include Vancouver there. I don't think that Vancouver will do better than they did this stage next stage, but I don't think that they're going to do a ton worse like a lot of people are saying.
I think they're going to lose their first match in the first 2 weeks. Actually, I should look at who they're playing before I say that.
Because here's the thing. They were talking about how Somensu is like the best Zarya in the entire world. And it's like, well, that's putting him on a different hero is not going to make them not good anymore.
Who does like, Vancouver?
Like, having Somensu on, and Haxall on DPS isn't going to make their team worse. It might make Bumper worse, because Goats, they got to be aggressive. And
oh my god. Vancouver's got such an easy stage.
They always do.
They're playing Hong... No, but, like, it's super easy. They're playing Hangzhou, Seoul twice, Houston, Dallas, Boston.
Oh, no.
And Toronto.
That's their whole stage, too?
Yeah.
Stage 2 champions, baby.
What the fuck?
Anyway, so yeah, initial reactions. Shock should be proud. They're a tier 1 team, hands down. Super was just okay last season and kind of at the beginning of this season, but now he's biggest boy on the block.
He's getting better every week, which is good to see.
Yep. And Sinatra is crazy good. Okay, I'm not going to go through every player. Shock are doing very well. And Vancouver is still obviously crazy good. So,
yeah.
The match was about as close as it could have been. So.
Well, yeah.
Pretty much.
I wish they ended on control. That would have been more fun. But that's just how the maps go. Anyway, we should end this little segment.
Real quick, let me throw it back to Adam real quick.
You.
And we're back. Thanks, Adam, for throwing it back to me. So, yeah, the match was very good. This one was very good. We had an open division match during the beginning of this. But for some reason, it was a quick match.
So we got absolutely crushed.
Yeah, it's almost like they put us against masters and grandmaster players.
There's 800 teams in the tournament. Not all of them are going to be masters, boys. And we're gold. We average gold, I think.
Yeah, we average.
So like, just match us with a gold, please. We just want to have fun. We want to get that 13 BlizzBucks.
I don't care if we face a gold team and lose. I just want to play a game that's real.
Yeah, because playing a masters and going, oh, us almost getting the first tick on that point was good.
Yeah. Anyway,
just with the gold team.
So luckily that game went by real quick, so we were able to watch the majority of this match, and I had it on in the background so that I could. Maybe that's why we lost. No, not why we lost.
You're not a big enough part of the team.
I'm like boombox. Whoa. So, Shock versus Titans, man. Oh man!
It was a long game.
Long game.
Good game.
I think this might be one of the best Overwatch matches. This was more exciting than pretty much all of the stage the season one finals.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
The only thing in the season one finals that was better than this was when Profit popped off.
Like but the grand finals?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because after the first day, you were like, oh, London's going to win.
I felt like it was pretty.
Did you actually think Philly could come back?
Oh, you mean the first half of the grand finals?
Yeah, like the first day.
Oh, true, yeah.
Was it 2 days? I don't even remember.
I don't think the grand finals were 2 days.
Yeah, it was. It was Friday and Saturday.
Oh, right. Because it was...
It was supposed to be 2 games on Saturday. But they only played one because Philly wasn't as good as they thought they were. Interesting theme.
But yeah, the game was... I think it was one of the best Overwatch games. And Pete, I saw a sideshow talking about it, and he's like, even if you hate goats, if you if you watch that game and you're like, that was a bad game, boring goats, then you're just mind washed or you're brainwashed by to hate goats, because like that was one of the most exciting games. And like while I was watching it, I was like, goats is fun to watch when both teams are good.
Yeah,
because you like, you in your mind, you're like, okay, this team has this, this team has this, this team should win this upcoming team fight if they force this ultimate, blah blah blah, and it's like a game back and forth. It's almost like a video game. But
not very beginner friendly, I might add, for their nationally televised game.
But... Well, I did see a lot of people saying like, oh, my friends or my family were watching because it was on TV and they were very interested. It is hard to follow, but I think it was very cool that it was on ABC. And a lot of people were complaining about like the casters and analysts dumbing some stuff down. And it's like,
just deal with it.
Shut up.
Idiot.
Shut up. And I honestly think they did a good job, because it wasn't like so overbearing that it was like, this is a gun. They shoot the enemy with the gun.
Here's the thing. Do you want this to keep going or not? They gotta say some things dumb. They can't explain it in full, like, detail, like you or I would understand, if they want people to join in and keep watching.
Yeah.
Just like they can't do that with basketball or anything else. They can do it sometimes, but they gotta dumb it down a little bit.
Now, the difference is, most people know the general rules of basketball. Mm-hmm. So, like, the basketball commentators aren't going to be like, now, if you're watching right now, if you see the net on the far right, the people on the left are going to want to try and get that ball thrown up into the air and try and land into the netted hoop or anything like that. They're going to be like, a good pass, right? Like,
well, they'll be like, now he's setting a high pick to try and get this guy open.
Yeah,
like they'll explain stuff like that because the sport's been around for so long.
But as something new, this is the second year, and
yeah, it's the third year of this game, and the second year that this league's been around.
And honestly, like, I didn't notice it that much. Like, I didn't notice them babying anybody. It's just once in a while when they said something like goats, they'd explain that that's three healers, three tanks.
Yeah, or they'd be like before the map be. Like, oh, they need to get it to this. They get extra time. Whoever gets extra time.
Also, someone posted like a collage of tweets like relating to it being on ABC, and a bunch of them were positive, being like, whoa, this is cool. Video, like competitive video games on TV, that's cool. I should learn about this and stuff like that. But there were a couple that have now turned into copy pastas in the community a little bit.
Well, there was the one guy who was like, the live in your fiction land thing or whatever. Yeah,
that's the one.
He was a troll though.
Oh,
that was that wasn't real.
That's still funny though. Like
Slasher and stuff, but it was hilarious.
Okay, that's still funny. But there was one guy who was like, who said, like, what is this? Why is this on my TV? Pitiful youth of our nation. And I'm like, what's? Are you so offended by other people having interests that you think the nation is at jeopardy? It's like, so there were a couple of those people.
Like, why are you showing these lazy video game players to my kids? They're going to want to become you. And it's like, first of all, you're one of the things that'll make them not lazy if you like, they can still play.
Also, you're the one sitting on the couch watching TV right now.
You're watching ABC, which is like, why? Yeah. Why would you watch ABC?
And also, maybe the level of passion you have to tweet that you hate this thing that other people like is similar to the passion that they other people have for liking it. So, consider that. Also, there was a guy who said, why is there a grown man yelling too loud about kids on their computers? Because Uber was like, funny. And I was like, that's funny. That's just a man who doesn't understand. So for the most part, it was, I mean, any time that something big like this happens, like being on ABC or being featured on ESPN or something, there's going to be people who are like, what is this trash? But A, You got to go through hoops. You got to throw the ball through the hoop to get to the progress. You know what I mean?
Everyone needs to stop being such pussies. That's my biggest takeaway from this.
Okay.
Especially the shock on Rialto. That was nightmare fuel. Four, what did they get? 3, 4 minutes and 30 seconds? Some dog shit like that? How do you let that happen?
Yeah.
How do you even do that on Rialto? I love the shock, but oh, that was painful to watch.
Yeah. I honestly, there were a couple times where you were like, the shock are throwing. And I was like, I don't know. I feel like they're doing all right.
As a fan, it felt like they were throwing on Rialto. Because it's like, okay, you need to... Oh, you just let them get another point. Please fight them now. Guys, come on. Hey, guys, we need to fight them now.
There was... It did seem like... it did seem like they kind of lost some momentum on their Rialto attack. Or Rialto defense, I apologize. Because they just kept... walking backwards. It seemed like they were scared and nervous, like, oh crap, we can't screw this up, so let's play not confidently.
Yeah.
So that was
also about as grouped as a silver solo queue team.
Maybe. But yeah, the luckily the match was very close. Shock winning that would have been
insane.
Amazing. But even them not winning, they still proved a lot. They proved that a bunch of young, mostly American or at least Western players cannot, like, not only hold their own but nearly beat the kind of, for the most part, undisputed best team at this specific meta.
Do you wanna hear what heaven sounds like?
What?
I just looked at the Shock schedule for stage two, and the hardest team they play is Philly. Or Hangzhou.
I'd say Hong.
Or Guangzhou.
I'd say Guangzhou is probably the hardest team out of those
three. Oh, actually, they play Toronto. But still, I'm not even that scared of them playing Toronto.
No. That's a good schedule. They had a hard schedule first.
They had one of the hardest.
Now, what I'm curious about, just a little off topic, what about Atlanta's schedule? Boston, London, Valiant, Washington, New York, Guangzhou, Dallas, New York. Yikes.
That's a roughie for Atlanta.
That's pretty 50-50. Boston, they could win. London, they could win, although it's probably going to be DPS-centric, so we'll see. Valiant, they could win. Washington, they could win. Guangzhou, maybe. Dallas, maybe.
I don't think they beat New York, though.
I don't think they beat New York. Oh, they face them twice.
The second game, they beat New York? And I don't know.
That's a little bit of a toughie.
They could also catch... No, well, it's like a couple weeks into... Yeah. It'll be a rough one for Atlanta.
Houston has a poor Houston. I'm not even going to talk about it. anyway, so I think we've kind of talked about all we can talk about for the Shock Vancouver match. Super proved that, like, he's very good. Sometimes he needs to tone it back a little bit, but
no, keep going, Super. Be aggressive. I'm scared for him to play Winston next stage, but we'll see.
He doesn't have to play Winston next stage.
I know, but on Gibraltar, he'll probably have to play Winston.
Well,
so they could put Smurf in, if Smurf's a better Winston.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But I think Super and Bumper are very similar. It's just...
Bumper's a little better.
No. I think Bumper and Super are very similar, where they're very aggressive tanks who pretty much rely on their healers. Moth killed it. They pretty much rely on their healers. In fact, Super actually had better overall stats than Bumper.
Yeah.
Especially, he had way more Earth Shatter stuns, slightly more. I think it was around 20 more Earth Shatter stuns than Bumper, mm-hmm. and only more Earth Shatter kills. So that means he was getting them faster, and he was just using them on defense. It's like,
yeah,
Super is killing it, and he sounds like a 3-year-old boy.
It's okay. We don't have to hear him talk during the game.
Yeah, honestly, and when he talks, it's funny, because he usually has funny things to say. Anyway, is that all? I think that's all.
I think so.
Next week, we're going to have an interesting, weird, special episode. We might talk a little bit about the beginning of Stage 2, but we're mostly going to be focusing on more of a little thing we're going to call Come With Us. You're scared. That's a bet. I don't
what?
Know.
What are you talking
so,
about?
So, Calder had this idea where we should each make a team of players
All right.
That aren't in the best of situations, and then we'll make teams out of those players. So entirely players. So like we can't grab Jonak because obviously yeah. he's fine where he is.
Okay, here's how you explain it in a better way. It's we players that are in bad situations. We just take them from their team and put them on a new expansion team. And you can trade it. You don't have to, like... You're just transferring them.
You get them for free.
Sure. It looks like you have an earring. Because there's a thing dangling off your...
Oh, yeah. I'm beautiful.
You.
Anyway, so be excited for that. It'll be a fun one for the off week. I have nothing else to say. You got anything to say?
No, not that I can think of.
Sorry about any video lag that was in this episode. We'll try and figure that out. And by that, I mean we'll hope that the internet's better next week. Yeah, we hope you enjoyed. We'll catch you next time, ladies and gents. Be sure to check out our website, thebroverwatch.com. All of our social links and stuff are there. But just in case you don't want to do that and you'd rather just go right to Twitter, our Twitter is TheBroverWatch.
Mm-hmm.
And check the description for our audio links and stuff like that.
Anchor.fm/TheBroverWatch.
That is right. Anyway, ladies and gents, thank you for watching. We love you. We appreciate you. And we will catch you on the next time.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, now it'll go here. Say anything you don't want to be on the podcast here, because it's not going in.
The N-word.
Yikes. Alright, you ready to jump back into it?
Still ready.